In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Before we get started, I'm definitely going to say share this live out. Go ahead and just tag a few of your friends in the comments. Today we're going to talk a little bit about your lifestyle makeover. And I felt like this conversation would be fitting just because, you know, there is a process that happens when you really decide that you're going to go and you're going to do something full-fledged. And it's like, once you make that lifestyle makeover or that life makeover, there's like no turning back from that point. So let's start off with telling everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Erica Martin, and I'm the owner of Staging Solutions. We are a luxury home staging service where we offer landscape styling and interior styling for listing properties.
Love it. What did you do before you got into this?
I always worked in operations and property management, and I still do. So then I wanted to navigate out of that industry. That's when I wanted to join the Brain Rehab program to make sure I can do a successful transition from my full-time job to myself as an entrepreneur. The sun just came up and it is blinding.
It's okay. So let's kind of talk about that, because there are so many entrepreneurs that follow me, and also so many entrepreneurs who are at that very space of, okay, I feel like I'm ready to do a transition. Mm-hmm. I don't truly know if the timing is right for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a little afraid. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, how this will potentially play out. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous game. What were some of the thoughts that were going through your head when you were thinking about leaving your job? Because so many people have that thought, but mm-hmm. really feeling like you are at a place to leave your job. How many of you are on here just commenting in the chat? If you're watching this, you have considered walking away from your job. I believe that that is very scary. Mm-hmm. I hope that you are scared, because it is a very big decision that kind of have to live with after you make a choice like that. What were just some of the things that were going through your mind?
Yeah, so it was, I've been working since I'm in 12, like two jobs all my life. So I know how to be an employee. And I had my company in 2015. And I just saw that working hard at someone else's company deterred, like it wasn't able to put the same type of energy into my company. Mm-hmm. So it was just really scary thinking about not having a stable, steady income from what you're used to from working since 12 o'clock. I mean, since I was 12 years old, and to come and try to make sure that every day you're going to be responsible for bringing the income. And it is because I'm still transitioning. I have a certain amount of, I have a deadline for my job to end. It's super scary.
Yeah. What were the things that you were telling yourself?
I was just like, what if you fail? You know, what if you don't, what if you're not successful? You know, what if you don't make it? What if your company is not going to provide the same amount of income that you are used to getting from your regular job? Like, just doubts, you know, stuff that you shouldn't tell yourself, because in all actuality, I'm capped at my company, you know, but when I'm working for myself, there's no limit to how much money I can bring in.
Yeah, I tell people all the time that sometimes our mind can be such a dangerous place, right? Yeah. Things mm-hmm. that we tell ourselves that are really not even happening and mm-hmm. that are not even the case mm-hmm. can literally become our reality, because yeah. we continue to say them to ourselves over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you having those thoughts, but still encouraging yourself to persevere and move forward with going in that direction. What did that look like for you?
So it just looked like every day coming home, being stressed out on a company and not being happy, you know, and my home is my happy place, and coming home and bringing stress, that was not good for my family and not good for my health. And I just had to think about what was more important, you know, is the fact of like one income that's steady, is that more important than you being creative and being successful to jump out there and being something that you know you can be successful in? It was just a real mindset shift. And I remember on our discovery call, when I was on the discovery call for the Branding Rehab, you were like, you know, you're not confident in that. And I'm going to make sure that we work on that. So it was just a real mindset shift with me being confident and knowing that I can do this. You know, like, I've been through much worse things than a job. Like, if I don't have this job, it's okay. I can get another job if my company is successful. But if I don't try to be successful in my company now, like, that opportunity might not ever come back.
For sure. And how long were you at your job?
Oh, I've been in property management and real estate for about 10 years. This one particular company that I had been working for about 5, and then transitioned to another one. So for about 2 years, and doing both of them at the same time. So about 5 years in corporate.
Yeah. And one of the things that I noticed when we're about to make a decision, like quitting our jobs, right? Child's mm-hmm. here that has had that thought, right? Because once you start thinking like that, I think people start to really say, oh, girl, you tripping, right? You tripping. You tripping, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you are seriously tripping when you start thinking about something like that. What type of feedback did you get from your peers and your family when you told them that you were about to consider quitting your job?
So to be honest, my direct group of family and friends, they were so supportive. They were like, yeah, duh, Ben, you should have been left. Like, what are you waiting for? You know, like, I've been seeing you doing this. You can do it. And the most negative feedback that I got was like more so from, of course, the people who I work for. Just like, well, why you can do both of them at the same time? Why would you not want to just keep this income? You know, you're going to lose your benefits, your health, you know, the car, the company car, you're going to lose all that, and you're going to have to pay for this. And, you know, it was more so from the people who I was employed by, not my family and friends. Thank God they were just so supportive and just like, I know you can do it. You've been able to do this.
Yeah. So.
Hey, best friends, the holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be a bit stressful. Gift shopping, decorating, hosting, and traveling all takes a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. And that's exactly what I've been doing lately. I have been traveling like crazy for events, especially things for Girl CEO. And I tell you right now, my neck and my back has been in the worst pain. I went to Atlanta last week for a meeting, and I cannot wait to get home to get back in my bed. My sleep number is 35, and I check it every night because that's when I know I'm going to have the best sleep ever. And I'm at the point where I don't even want to stay at hotels because I just want to sleep in my own bed. Well, now through December the 31st, listeners of my podcast save an additional $100 off any Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Go to sleepnumber.com/GirlCEO for more information and sign up for this special offer. Discover what Proven's quality sleep can do for you today.
Yeah, and one of the things that I would tell all of you all who are listening to this today is that the worst thing that we could possibly do when someone has made a decision that they want to take a leap and do something for themselves is try to scare them out of taking that leap.
Yeah.
Feel like they will not survive without us, making them feel like, you know, they could potentially just not have the success that they want to have. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't feel good. Let me just start there, right? One of the things that I would stress is that we do not want to try to scare the crap out of people. We don't want to try to put fear into people. We need to be encouraging. We need to be supportive, even in a space or in a moment where we just may not understand or may not think whatever is best for them.
Yeah.
It is our responsibility to be encouraging. It is our responsibility to be uplifting. And I can only imagine that them attempting to say, well, what about the company car? I feel like that would just, that probably just motivated you even more to get it.
Like, I can get another car. It's okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So you then found me online and you enrolled into the brand rehab program. And I'm sure that that was really uncomfortable for you because it was a huge transition. Let's talk about that, because choosing someone to coach you business can be very dangerous. Let me just say that. And on the internet, you just don't know who anyone is in real life. Right? Yes. Can we tell the truth about that?
Yes. It's just so many, you know, so many coaches and so many people who claim that they can help you and everything like that. And you're already in a place where you're reaching, you know, because you're making this transition. But I had been following you for a while, you know, maybe a year or so. And I actually joined Girl CEO before I even joined the brand rehab program and the monthly calls. I was like, oh yes, I love it. I was like, you know, I love it. So I was like, can imagine what the 6 weeks would be like. So I actually had an opportunity to definitely evaluate and see you in on a lot of different aspects, and they were all up to par. So I knew that the coaching would be right where it was supposed to be, you know. But yes, it is very scary when there's so many people, just so many people who claim they can do things and they really can't.
Are there any things that you would suggest for people who are looking for coaches to mentally get prepared for before they go in to coaching?
Yes, for sure. I think that before you know, make that investment in a coach, you need to be ready to execute what the coach advised you to do. You know, someone can provide you with information, but it is ultimately your responsibility to be able to implement the stuff. You know, you have to have that drive and work ethic. And if you're in a place where you still need motivation, if you're not that, you know, you probably, you know, need to take a little step back and evaluate what you're doing this for, and to be able to be self-driven and self-motivated, because coaching is different than motivation. You know, it's about like direction and what's the game plan, and here we go, this is how we execute it.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment where you thought like, wow, this is too much, right? This is a lot.
I don't think I thought that it was like too much. I definitely thought that I underestimated being an entrepreneur, even though I had been doing it. I'm like, oh, you know, what? Wait a minute. Okay. So I was like, maybe working 9 to 5 is not so bad.
Yeah.
But those were just my doubts speaking and trying to get an easy way out. And I know that's not the way that I can go. I can't go.
And let me just stress, one of the things that you just said that really stood out to me was underestimating what it takes to be an entrepreneur, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're watching this, go ahead and just tag 2 of your friends in the comment section. But I think that so many of us take entrepreneurship for granted. We don't realize what it truly takes.
Yeah.
And it's much easier, you know, to work a 9 to 5 and just count down the hours and get paid every hour that you're sitting there. But what a lot of people do not know is that you work 10 times harder. For me, you work 10 times harder for yourself than you will work for someone else. But no one is really talking about that. I think that when many of us show up online as entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. we show up in the space of look what I've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Is look what I had to go through to accomplish this. Look at the behind the scenes, look at me being exhausted, you know, look at me not having dinner tonight, or look at me eating one time a day because I've been on calls all day long, or look at my back hurting, or look at me when I'm not glamorous, when I didn't have time to do my makeup. Yeah. My hair is standing on top of my head. This is not what many people are showing. We're kind of at a space where people are showing, all right, look at the new car that this company afforded me. Oh, look at my new house. Or mm-hmm. you know, look at the big reveal, or this partnership or that partnership. Just the glamour, you know, behind entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship is so far from glamorous. Mm-hmm. This morning, you and I were supposed to meet. I think I was like, girl, I'm not ready. I was 10 o'clock, 10:20 yesterday. I'm sleeping, right?
Busy.
This week has been, well, this year has just been crazy for me. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of talk about some of the things that you thought entrepreneurship was about versus what it truly looked like when you tapped into it.
Yeah, so I had been doing staging since 2015, but it was always been part-time. So switching from having a company while you're working a 9-to-5 to having just your company is totally different. And you wouldn't think it would be that different because you're like, I've been doing this, but it's totally different. It's just constant, you know, constant evolving, constantly having to market and, you know, scheduling things, scheduling calls, making sure that you have your flow of income to come in because it's the only source that you have. I do appreciate so much in our brand rehab, and you always tell to your audience, like, show the evolution, you know, like, don't come in here just because you get a brand rehab. You don't have to erase everything that you've done. Like, show people where you have came from, because it's important to know. And even in my particular industry with the staging, you were like, you need to do more before and after. It's like, show how it looked before and show how I'm like, it's messy. You know, I look crazy. And you're like, It doesn't matter. You need to show the transformation, you know, and that's so important because the befores and afters are important, just whether it's a staging company or whether it's an actual person who transformed from where they were to how they are now. You know, I just think that we definitely have to drag people through the grass a little more and show them the process. And I know personally in my company, I definitely have to do that because staging is so messy. Like, the warehouse is always crazy. This is everything. Orders are coming in and people don't see that. They just see the finished product, the photo that I post, you know? So it's definitely important that we show people more of the process.
Love it. And what were just some of the things that you had to overcome going full time?
So the steady income. The steady income.
Y'all thought she was going to say something. She's like, baby, it is definitely the income. And I'm happy that you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
I don't think many people realize how serious transitioning from every 2 weeks getting a check mm-hmm. to you only getting paid for the work you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is. That's a whole different level of, yeah. Okay, I'm really doing this shit. Like,
yeah.
Back to you, like, okay, girl, you ever talk to yourself? Can we just talk about the fact that you have to talk yourself through
yes.
stuff?
Yes. I'm in the mirror. I'm like, Erica, get it together.
You're like, hold on. So I got paid 3 weeks ago. That was in October. I haven't gotten the check yet. We in December. I got to get some more clients. Bills paid. Bills piling up. Things are due. This is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
All the time that working a job and calling yourself an entrepreneur and what you do being your only stream of income, that's a whole nother goal.
It's so different.
Mm-hmm. Right? And some people, we can work a little harder when our back is up against the wall. But some of us are like, no, this is a whole anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know what I'm doing. What did I do? And let me just also add for all of you all who are entrepreneurs full time, I think that regardless of how successful you are, we all have that thought in our mind that says, what if this stuff doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've even done it myself. I'm like, how much longer do I have at this?
How long can you sustain? That
seriously, here.
You'll go forever, Ronnie. You'll be forever. But yeah, that was it. It was like when it was uncomfortable, that was when I was able to be most creative. You know, I felt like having that steady income made me be lax on some aspects of the business. You know, when it was like, oh no, this is not an option. It helped me evolve more, to be honest, you know, just being uncomfortable with that space when you're like, uh-oh, we got to make sure this is consistent. You know, our bills haven't changed just because your job has.
Yeah. And you better be ready to know one of the biggest parts about being a full-time entrepreneur is you will only get paid for the work that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will never get paid for the work that you do not do when you are yourself.
Yeah.
Best friends. Thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, my favorites are with me wherever I go. Yes, I'm talking about their deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated with ingredients you have actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfates, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day long. With classics and rotating seasonals, Native has a deodorant scent for everyone, including their new holiday-inspired collection, Candy Cane, Sugar Cookie, and Fresh Mistletoe. The Fresh Mistletoe is my personal favorite, by the way. Native is not just good for you, it's also good for the planet. They have a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. They are vegan and they never test on animals. I'm not alone when it comes to loving Native. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews. I know you're going to love them too. I personally used them and I was so afraid that it would not give me coverage throughout the entire day. But guess what? It did. And like I said, right now, I am personally using the Fresh Mistletoe. It smells so good. And I've used it while working out and I did not lose the coverage. Keep the scent of the season with you with Native's limited time holiday scent deodorants. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use code GIRLCO to get 20% off your first purchase at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com. The code is GIRLCO for 20% off nativedeodorant.com, code GIRLCO.
And you cannot cut corners. You know, I always stress that if you are currently working in corporate America, the best thing that you could do for your business right now is to step it the hell up in your job.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and some of you are probably like, why? Why would I want to step it up here when I can use my energy for my company? Well, the reason why you want to step it up in corporate America is because, whether you believe it or not, best friends, you bring that energy over to your business. Whatever energy you have in that job, in that 9-to-5, you are more likely to bring it over to your business than anything else. And you are going to have, you are going to have discipline. You are going to have to know that you can't be sitting at the desk scrolling, right? You are going to have to, you know, get up on time for your business. So many of us transition into owning a business and we believe, okay, now I can sleep later. Now I don't need an alarm clock. You know, now I don't have to work on a time schedule. And the crazy part about it is that's when you are most tested because there is no one standing over your back, right? There's no one coming around a corner checking on you in your cubicle. There's no one monitoring, you know, what time you're going to go to lunch. And most of the time when people do not experience the success that they want to experience, it's because they've already created these habits in corporate America of just knowing how to pass time by, right?
Yeah.
And get paid, but do absolutely nothing, right? So one of the biggest complaints that I see as a coach and as someone who helps people develop businesses is people who are struggling with consistency and completing things, and they start but they don't finish, and they're not consistent. When they start businesses, you see those same habits in the company. They start projects, right? They don't finish. They're up and at it for a week, and then they disappear for two. You see them on social media for a month or two, and bam, then they're gone. It rolls right over into entrepreneurship. And I can just tell you all, if you're already tired and you're at a 9-to-5 and that's all you have to do is like paperwork, sit at a computer, you know, or show up and count the hours down. If you're exhausted doing that, you better think again before you come over here.
Yeah, I agree.
Because let's kind of talk about some of your duties now.
Yeah, so my regular 9-to-5, it was an operations manager. So I was in charge of a lot. It wasn't like sitting down at all. It was very busy. And so I think what you said is so important. However your energy is at one space is what you're going to transition into another. So people can't be like, oh, I hate this job, I'm going to leave this job. And you're going to be unhappy at another job, whether it's your own company or someone else. So you have to be at a high place and you know, in all matters. And I wanted to lead at a high place. You know, when the negative feedback that I got was coming from the people who I work for, that means I'm doing a good job for you. You want me to stay. So transitioning over in a high place only made me go harder at my own space. So some of the responsibilities that we have is like, you know, marketing, getting photos and recruiting, going to agents, brokers, you know, top performing agents, because my goal is to do luxury property. So coming into those spaces when these agents have, you know, have done a lot, you know, they're in a high place. So you already have to be at a high energy. They're not, you know, they're not going to work with me if I'm like, why do I need you to list my property? No. So we had to be in a good space. And it was important for me in a part of my transition that I did not want to leave the job tired, upset. When I felt myself declining, I was like, I got to pivot, you know, I got to leave high use, and then you transition that energy into another space. So that is absolutely 100% right what you said.
Love it. And then you came over to the brain rehab. Let's talk about being pushed out of your comfort zone and how being a part of the brain rehab and getting that coaching from me, how did it stretch you? Tell the truth.
So, you know, I do not like to do video or anything. And Ronnie, you love to do that. So you are really good with that. And I just was like, oh, you know, I don't really need to do that. You're like, no, you have to. So you definitely make sure we do those type of things. And because I'm like, if I do a video, it gotta look really, really good out of photography, you know. So outsourcing, which we learned from Girl CEO company, and just hiring the people who we need to hire in the places that we need if this is the market that we're going to attract.
All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential, then brings them to you. From personalized medicine to cybersecurity to robotics, quantum computing, and more, in the state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, and anywhere in between, our crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest. That's early. Our crowd accredited investors have already invested in over $1 billion in growing tech companies. And many of their members have benefited from their 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now, you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at OurCrowd. Join the fastest growing venture capitalist investment community at OurCrowd.com/girlCEO. That's OurCrowd.com/girlCEO.
I do not like getting on video. I don't really like talking in public spaces. I don't like doing any of that. But having to position myself to speak with luxury agents and top performers, that was a must. I had to do that. Like, they had to see my work. So that was really uncomfortable. Still is. I don't do nearly as much video as I should, but I will be going forward. It's still cringy. But
say this, I've been watching your page and I've been watching your evolution. And I got an email from you just talking about how after taking the brain rehab, so much has changed mm-hmm. for your business.
Yeah.
I want to hear. Let me hear it, girl.
Yeah. So I had sent you an email because it was important that when I took the brain rehab, it would help me refocus on what it is I wanted to do. You know, help me not nail down on that niche. Like, you know, yes, I was staging, but who is it? What did I want to stage? And we wanted to do luxury property. So helping with the course that, you know, the brain rehab helped define those aspects. And we were able to attract the next listings we did. We helped our clients sell $5 million in HOP. We did a listing that was on the market. The person dropped their price. It was $700,000. And when we helped them stage their property, they got $800,000. We did one that was listed for $1.4 million and it sold the next day all cash for $1.6 million. And we did another listing for $1.9 million. So, and then we had a handful of listings under the $350,000. And it was just like all that in the matter of, I took the brain rehab class in May. We finished around like June or so. So that was like in like 3 months, you know, just implementing half of the stuff that, you know, you have taught there. So it has been super helpful for my confidence, my energy, like my business in general. And I just can't thank you enough. So
I'm so excited, you know, for you. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I just know how that feels. It's like, how many of you all can remember when you started to make that income, right? Because your income has increased tremendously.
Yes. Yes. Doing the luxury properties, that changes your income, you know, from the properties that we did. So now doing one luxury property can get me three of the properties that I used to do. So working less, doing more. How does that happen? And that happens when you're focused and you know what you're doing, you know? So it has increased my income and I don't have any fear about steady income because even in the, you know, in the low seasons, it's been good for, you know, you just have to be budgeting throughout the season. So I'm not those worries about like, oh, not making it or not happening or not being able to know where I don't have those anymore.
And I was reading, I'm like, oh, did I hear she's having five figure months now? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah. How does that feel to, you know, transition and now have a five figure month in business? Like, how does that feel for you?
It's really good. It honestly caught me out the blue. I had to like take a step back, look back. I was like, wait a minute, that did happen. That actually happened. So it was exciting because I didn't expect to get there that quickly. So I can't even tell you, rewarding and made me want to just go that much more.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of the things that I remember is like when you are starting something and then you like finally get that customer or you like finally make that sale, you're like, oh, it's no stopping me now. Like, how do you feel once you like, okay, I can make five figures a month? What are you?
Yes, you're like, if I can do five, I can do six. Come on, like, you're like, oh, I got this customer, and I didn't even do my before and afters yet. Like Ronnie told me.
I was looking at your page, and I'm like, I'm still waiting for these videos.
I know. Right. I'm gonna do better. I got my camera. I got everything. I'm gonna do my before and afters.
Someone is asking a question, and we are also going to take a few questions. So you all can put your questions in the question box. But someone also asked, you know, what is a piece of advice going into the brain rehab program to the new brain rehab, I guess, enrollees?
I think that you should make sure that you have the time to commit to the program, you know, like make sure you're available on the live calls, make sure that you are actually taking in the information processes, you know, and doing the assignments, like really do them. Like, don't like, it's really, it blows my mind when people sign up for stuff and they don't do it. And then they say, oh, it didn't work. Like, you didn't even do anything they asked you to do. So I just hope that anyone who makes this type of investment, that they're really serious about themselves, you know, making sure that you have that space in yourself, like that you are ready to receive the information and just receive the newness that someone else can offer you and enlighten you with the things that you've been doing.
Yeah,
I hope that makes sense.
We have enrollment available currently. Our next one does not start until January the 24th, but you can enroll. We are in opening enrollment season. So January the 24th is when the next one starts. One of the things that I will also want to ask, is there anything that you wish that you would have done differently, that maybe you slacked on while you were in the program, that you would go back and change if you could change it now?
I probably would have, like, on the weeks that I had to watch, like, I would have watched it, like, every day. Like, watched it, like, after you talk about it, and then you should watch it again. You know what I mean? Like, then you can reflect on it, and then, like, take different notes. Because I'm, like, a note taker. I'm a reader. I take notes while I'm watching, and take notes while I'm talking and everything. And then I would just, like, reflect on those notes a little bit more. Because, like, everything builds up to the, you know, to what it, like, how you have the program structure is really good. And I think that as you evolved on the last lesson, you'd be better for the next lesson. And, you know, like, just keep in your studies, just really, it's only 6 weeks. So that goes by really quickly.
It goes by so fast.
Yeah. So just being in that moment, you know, so a lot of us, we always want the end. We want the end. We want to see what's going to happen next, but like, be in the moment. Like, I love this. I love the book In the Moment. So be in the moment with your studies, with being present. And I just can't say how important it is to be able to receive, you know, like being able to receive the message is important. And one thing that I remember is like, you said brain rehab is good for new businesses and existing businesses. And we had an event planning company prior to the staging company, which is how it evolved. And looking back at my event planning company with what I've learned from the BAM rehab, we've been able to revamp that as well. So it is definitely good for new and old companies. Like, if you've been doing it for a long time, or if you're just starting, or if you have a concept, like it's really applicable to a lot of areas, and that you cannot say that for a lot of programs, you know.
Love it. Well, you know, one of the things that I just want to say, because I'm looking at some of the questions, is if you all are interested in applying for the brain rehab, there is a link in my bio that says apply for Ronnie's 6-week brain rehab program. You can go ahead and click that link to enroll, and it'll give you a time where you can get on an overview and learn about, you know, what you will learn in the class over the course of 6 weeks. And then you'll also be able to apply right after you take that overview and you watch that overview and you're clear on exactly, you know, what you'll be learning. Anything that you want to say to the entrepreneurs out there? You know, you just left corporate America. You're a full-time entrepreneur now. You are now making 5 figures a month in your business. It's like changing for you, evolving for you. You came out of a space where you were operating in fear, and you stepped out and you did it. Words of wisdom for those who are listening, who may be in the same space, or they may be feeling defeated, right? Yeah. And believe that it's possible for them. What would you say to those people?
Hey, best friends, can we have a real conversation? Life insurance can give you a peace of mind that if something happens to you, your loved ones will have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage payments, loans, education costs, and everyday expenses. You know, having coverage through your job just may not be enough. Most people need as much as 10 times more to properly provide for their families. Head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes by Policy Genes. Their experts will help you understand your options and apply for a policy. The Policy Genes team works with you and for you, not for the insurance company. You can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step into your cover. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com.
I think that we can be our biggest internal enemy, and just having believing in yourself goes so far. It goes so far. Because once you start believing in yourself, you start seeing other things. You're like, oh yeah, I should take this program. This helps me, or I should do this next step, or I should do these things. So I just think that it's important that if you feel like you can do it, or if you ever wanted to do something like that, to try it. Like if it doesn't work out, you can go back to what you used to do. But if you don't try it, that to me, I just can't live with that kind of regret in my life right now.
It's sitting right.
I just can't do it.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
On where they can connect with you, ways to, you know, find out about what you do and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. You can follow me at stagein-solutions2. And that's my Instagram. And I have a link in my bio for my website. I'm happy to follow along for my journey. And you'll be seeing more before and afters for Verani. come 2022. And yeah. So thank you so much for what you do, Verani. You really do pour into us so much. And I just hope that all the growth that you've seen, that all the women who you've helped, really helps fill you back up, because you give so much. And I personally love you.
And I'm so proud of you, girl. I'm so proud. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye. Well, I am going to take a few of the questions that I saw in the chat. So I'm going to take a second to just answer your questions before I jump off. One of the questions that I got was, Verani, what would you say was your biggest sacrifice that made you get to your level of success that you are at right now? One of the biggest things that I would say that helped me to get here was sacrificing myself to serve other people. When we initially start businesses, we often think that, you know, it is about us. You know, that's kind of like all we focus on, how much money we make and, you know, hitting our five-figure month, or, you know, making six figures a month, or becoming a millionaire. And we run around telling people, you know, I made this money, or I accomplished this goal. And I remember when my life really changed, and it was when I stopped talking about me and I started focusing on if my system and what I was doing was actually duplicatable, and if other people could follow this blueprint and achieve the same level of success. And you all, you know, you just watched this live. I just now had another one of my mentees come on here who, you know, got on here and said, you know, I made five figures a month last month, you know, and my business is making five figures a month now. And I left my job and things are blowing up and things are going great for me. And I really just want to stress, for me, I think that I'm personally at a space where I no longer have to market and just really try to convince people that I'm good at what I'm good at. I think that once I started to get into servantship versus boasting on what's going on for me, but having students that can speak on my behalf and come onto these lives. I think I bring people on here every single week that have worked with me. It's no longer about me. It is truly about the fact that my systems are duplicatable. And the truth is, guys, let me just stress this. Some people will not have the level of success that other people have, right? Some people want more hand-holding. Some people want more one-on-one. Some people want you to build their whole business out for them. You have different people that want different things. But I believe that when we take the focus off of, okay, you know, I made $10,000 this month. Great, cute for you. But who else has made that type of money, right? Are you truly helping other people? And this is kind of like my mission, because I believe that women being financially stable is just so important. Women and men, people in general, being financially stable. I think that when we have our finances in order and we are making money and we are not living in a space of lack or a space of fear, or when the next bill is coming, or if our car note is paid, we are able to make better choices, right? We worry less. That's the first thing. We think through what we are really truly doing, right? And we just have a clear mind. We have a clear mind. We're not in situations that we have to be in for financial reasons and for a lack of financial stability. We can move freely and do the things that we truly want to do. So my response to that question is, it 100%, the sacrifice that I made was myself. Focusing less on me and more on other people. And believe it or not, not many people can do that, because it's all about them all the time. And when they really truly realize that it's not about them and they spend more time being a servant leader, then that's when I personally feel like income will start to be made. All right. So I hope that answers your question. Another question that we have is, let me see, what did you do to not compare yourself to others who are doing the same thing? All right. Anna, you know, these are really good questions. And some people will probably be too embarrassed to even ask these questions. Let me just say this. One of the things that I said earlier was, we all have a run. And often when we see people doing well, you get to that space of like comparison, right? And you start looking at what other people are doing, and you start to evaluate what you're doing versus what they're doing. Let me just stress that the moment you start to do that, you are in a very dangerous place. You see this happen a lot with people, when it comes to who's coached them. You ever see someone go through like coaching with someone, and then the next thing you know, like in their mind, they think that that person is their competition. And they think that because they're doing something similar, that person now has to become their competition. Well, the truth is, no one is your competition. The only person that you should be competing with is who you were before, right? And there's this quote that, like, you should be learning from the person that you're trying to compete with, right? I don't look at anyone else and compare myself to anyone else. You know why? Because there is only one me. And I know that no one can do me the way that I can do me. I know that there's a call on my life, and that I am operating in divine purpose, and that there is something special about me that no one else can possess. And they don't possess it, right? Because I'm uniquely made. And I think that comparison is something that we receive from the enemy. That doesn't come from a good space. It constantly keeps you off track. It constantly keeps you at a space where you're envying other people. This is not the energy that you want to even allow into your spirit, right? If you are ever at a space where you find yourself comparing yourself to someone else, the first thing you need to do is you need to check yourself immediately, right? Because it'll stop you from celebrating other people's wins. It'll stop you from building whatever it is that you're trying to build. It's a trap. It's a trap from the enemy. And let me just also stress for everyone on here when it comes to comparison.
Let's be honest, best friends. With the end of the year, to-do lists, projects, and holiday festivities, it can be so hard to stay on top of everything that's on our plate. That's why I use Grammarly. Grammarly seriously has helped me get the words right when my time was short, when I had to get those emails out, post those things on social media, and really get my words out there. If you're searching for the perfect turn of phrase, just use their free double-click synonym feature to search for replacements for the words that are giving you difficulties. I mean, because sometimes you can literally get stressed out. You can also set your audience and desired tone before you start with Grammarly's goals feature. Then you can watch Grammarly make suggestions as you go. When you're done, Grammarly's built-in tone detector tells you how your message comes off. Like, does it seem friendly, informal? Because who really wants to sit there and keep asking their coworkers to look over their emails before they send them? You know, given any like end of the year feedback, Grammarly helps keep every good job or Houston, we have a problem, pitch perfect. Need a formal tone aimed at an expert? Grammarly helps you sound like a pro. Striking a friendly tone before a broad audience, Grammarly can help you write it like you say it. Working on confidence? Grammarly turns, I think we should keep the logo small, to let's keep the logo small. Pitching a big idea to a client who can't stand jargon? Why touch base offline when you could just meet? Grammarly helps keep it conversational. Don't let all those holiday cards get you stressed. Grammarly can help keep your season greetings merry, even when the eggnog hasn't kicked in yet. My listeners get 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/girlCEO. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/girlCEO.
Everybody has their run. I tweeted this earlier. If y'all not following me on Twitter, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ronnie Brown, okay, _. Everybody has their run, okay? Let me listen carefully here. Everyone has their run. Y'all know what a run is? A run is when business is booming, you feel like you're being seen, things are popping for you, everything is going well, you might have an extreme amount of income coming in, all of that stuff could be happening. That's your run. You having your run, right? We have stories from companies where the first 5 years, they were booming, okay? And the next 5 years, the company just fell apart, it disappeared, whatever the case may be. What I'm going to stress is that we all have our run. And the thing about having a run is no one knows how long their run is going to last. So you will be out here looking at someone, comparing yourself to them, giving up on your dreams, and you don't know how long that person is even going to be winning, right? You don't know what that person did to get where they are, right? You don't know how long your run will be. Some people come in after someone else and their run, it lasts longer. I mean, look at the story of Madam C.J. Walker. We always hear about Madam C.J. Walker, but we never truly hear about her mentor that she learned under, whose school she attended, okay? And then guess what? She came and she swept, right? It was kind of like a competition. And what happened? The mentee, Madam C.J. Walker, she came in and she created her product and she was known as the first this and known as the first that and just swept it, right? But initially, her mentor had the school. Her mentor had the products. They were selling her mentor's product, right? So you just never, ever know. Don't ever think that just because someone else is doing what you are doing that you can't learn from them and be just as successful or even more successful as them, right? For me, I think that we need to be less focused on other people overall. The only time that we should focus on other people is if we are serving them, if we are teaching them, if we are mentoring them, if we are coaching them, because a lot of you all just want to have pissing contests with people as far as, you know, who's making the most money, who's having the most success. But the contest that we should really be focused on is who's making the most impact when it comes to other people, right? How many people have you helped do the same thing that you're doing and they've been able to successfully do it or successfully make a certain amount of money and say, because of this person, I was able to do that? The competition truly needs to also be who is happiest, right? Who is happier in real life? Let me just say that. Who is happier in real life? Okay. Not on Instagram. Okay. Who is happier in real life? I think we need to have a genuinely happy competition on, I want to be more happy in real life than I am on the gram or on social media. So these are just some of the things, you know, that I will stress when it comes to you all feel like comparison and looking at other people and trying to see, you know, what they're doing versus what you're doing, because social media shows you what people want to show you. It's a lot of staging going on, right? But I think the competition is you being dedicated to being happy in real life and you focusing on helping other people. Because for me, it's just like my legacy is also going to be people saying that my life changed because of this woman, or my children's children's life changed because of the knowledge and the information that I got from this woman. And that's the biggest and most rewarding thing for me. The next question is, how do you stay grounded with all of the success that you had, right? Well, let me just tell you this. I grew up in the projects. That's the first thing. I lived in a crack house as a teenager, right? I grew up around hustlers and drug dealers, and I was determined to change the trajectory of my life, okay? So it's not hard for me to stay grounded because I've been in a low space before. I was a janitor. You know, you all know that, right? I did not go to college, okay? I was a teen mom. I had my first kid at 16. I had my second kid at 19. I had a third kid at 23, all right? By the time I was 25 years old, I had three children, and everyone had counted me out. So how do I stay grounded? I think that when you come from the struggle and you know that at any given time, God can snatch it back from you, you don't have to operate in a spirit of arrogance. You don't have to deal with people in a condescending way. You remember where you came from, and I believe that you genuinely stay rooted in that space. And I just know that I was once the people that are coming on here. You all, we just watched, you know, a young lady come on here and say that she took my program, she was working a job, and now she's a full-time entrepreneur. Her company makes 5 figures a month. That's so beautiful to me, because I could see her and say, hey guys, you know, I'm a multimillionaire, but what the hell does that mean? You know, I hear so many people talking about they are multimillionaires, but I want you to bring 10 people on here and on your live that can say that you helped them do the same thing. Right. And I'm not talking about, you know, bullshit, like growing your followers, because I hear people talking about, oh, yeah, I grew my followers by 20,000. We're talking about conversions. We're talking about income. Right. We're talking about real businesses being developed. And I think that is a difference. So it's not hard for me to stay grounded because God can snatch it away at any given time. I've been down a few times. Right. I've not known how I was going to pay my rent before. I've hid my car from the boot man back in the day. Everything that you can think of, I've done it. I struggled, you know, literally I've sold products just knowing that if I didn't sell 3 or 4 candles back in the day that my kids wasn't going to eat dinner. So I just know that if you get too arrogant and you start to get money hungry, then there's a whole different level of energy that you start attracting to your life. And that's why I wanted to stress to y'all, don't let this money get you to acting crazy out here. Because some of us, you know, we start experiencing a level of success and we start feeling like we have to go chase it. We start thinking about ways for us to leverage people and monetize other people, and our connections and the people that we are aligning ourselves with, sometimes they stop being genuine, right? It's all about How can you leverage this person, or can you get in front of this person's audience? And I think that that's at that moment, your heart has stopped being pure, and you have to check yourself, like, damn, why am I only aligning myself with this person based on what they could potentially do for me, right? So just staying grounded, it's easy when you know that at any given moment, you can go from having a $5 million company or a $10 million company to, you know, having nothing at all. It can change in the matter of minutes, okay? Next question is, let me see, Ryan, what would you say? Okay, let me see. Being a mom, do you ever find yourself being torn between business and your children? How do you balance the two? So my children have been with me as far as working with me for a very long time. If you've been following me, you've seen pictures of like my daughter at 8 years old, you know, working with me. I think the way that I avoid my children feeling like they don't have that connection with me or being there present with me is my children are involved. I use my business as an opportunity to teach them and mentor them. My children, they actually work in my company. All of my kids, my 15-year-old son, he does investing. And my 21-year-old son, he runs my warehouse as well. He's worked in my warehouse for quite a while. Amore is actually working in Herlistic right now behind the scenes, doing more customer service. So just teaching them so that they can build their businesses and making sure that they're not missing a beat. We go to work, after work, we go out, we go shopping. We do everything together. You know, when we come home, we'll watch a movie. I'm not leaving my kids with nobody. When I travel, you all see me. I saw some of you all at the InvestFest that Earn Your Leisure had, and all my kids were with me. And people were like, damn, you got all your kids? I'm like, yeah, we traveling. Like, we got 3-4 people on a plane right here. We're traveling to different events, and I'm speaking at front row. It's just an experience. I want my kids to have all of the experiences so that they will know what's possible for them. So, you know, that's how it is. I've brought them along. When I was in the kitchen years ago, they were there with me. And that's how I do that. All right, you all, I am going to wrap up. I'm also going to make sure that you all can hear this live on my podcast. This will be one of our latest episodes. For all of you all who are listening to this via podcast, please make sure that you follow the Girl CEO Podcast on Instagram. Also, make sure you come and follow me on Instagram at Ronnie Brown. And thank you all for just being here today. Thank you to all of our sponsors who sponsor our podcast on a weekly basis. I am so honored and so thankful for you all. Be sure, if you are listening to this live, and you enjoy this, you're listening to this podcast and you enjoyed it, make sure you shoot me over a text at 202-410-2903. Once again, it's 202-410-2903. And let me know what you liked about this episode. I would really appreciate it. And I'd love to hear you all feedback. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you. Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.